Hello, Capricorn friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Capricorn May 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. I'm calling the theme of this month for Capricorn the spark of lasting change, and we'll talk all about that as well as so many other things, including Jupiter going into Gemini and so much more. So, this is for you if Capricorn is your sun sign, your moon sign, or your rising sign like me, or any other Cap placement you're listening for. What we're going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Cap, also like me, January 15th through the rest of the sign, or Cap degree, 23 degrees to the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Aquarius report, as your very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. Okay, let's get right into the information that will help you have the best May possible. This is a supremely positive month in general. We have way more sweet aspects compared to what I call the salty ones, where the planets aren't getting along. So it's really just a nice layer of positivity. We're emerging from the fog of Mercury retrograde as of April 25th. Every day that we march into May, we're clearing out that fog, clearing out the uncertainty and all of the very rambunctious energy in Aries. We can finally do something with that, not being in the web of the retrograde with the confusion and lack of clarity there. We're also getting out of the heat of eclipse season. So March and April, we had the Libra Aries eclipses. Those are in a difficult angle for Capricorn. So you may have been having some difficult change or difficult news, or hopefully some negative karma clearing out for you, but it might have been very, very emotional. So good news is that in May, we're stepping out of the heat of that season. And although we may see news still starting to come in from the eclipses that were in March and April, we are now moving on from that. Now, if you want to understand the eclipse cycle that started in 2023 that will go into mid-2025, we're midway here, it's definitely worth looking into, and I do have resources. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com/horoscopes. I will give you that link again later, it's anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses. That's what I wanted to give you, because on that page, it tells you all about where the eclipses are and where they are for you. Okay, so that will get you caught up on that, because we're not going to cover that this month, but we are still catching the experience of those, kind of like the hangover after the March and April eclipses. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about is all of these Aries placements. And these are one of the biggest catalysts to be the spark for lasting change. Like I said, since we're leaving the Mercury retrograde fog by May 14th, we'll be done with that. So from May 14th through middle of July, we're in a great window for making big changes, for making big decisions, for doing lasting things, big purchases, big sales, big commitments, big events, big launches. And all of this Aries energy is going to be bringing tons of motivation. Mars is there all month. Hygieia, transiting North Node, will be there for a while still. Mercury was in retrograde and Aries going direct and continuing to move through Aries again. Chiron there is a long-term. Eris there is a long-term. Venus just left Aries. So all of this is a spark. And what this can bring about is a sudden urge to do things, a sudden urge to change, a sudden urge, for example, to change your living situation. So you might get really restless. And restlessness is a theme of this whole month, because even though we do have some nice grounding Taurus energies, those are going to pass along quickly into Gemini, and then Jupiter will be getting into Gemini. We'll talk about that soon. But the Aries energies, the Gemini energies, are all very, very restless. So you're going to be ready for action, ready to do things, ready to move, possibly literally move. If you don't move, you may be getting really, really obsessive. Remember that Aries is ruled by Mars. So the energy of obsession has been very strong for March, April, and May, as we've had this extra Aries energy, including that eclipse in April. It definitely rules obsession. So you might notice that you've been getting a lot done, even if in April it was more behind the scenes. May, those things are starting to come out. And this can have very much to do with your home and family, because these Aries planets are crowding the fourth house for Capricorn, which is the house of house and home. So, you know, this sudden urge to change your living situation, to remodel, to redecorate, to, you know, add to your home, to have a second home, to check out places to move. This can also create conflicts or opportunities with your home and family. And this can be annoying and bad. This can just be straight up conflict or drama. However, this can also be something that you have to get done. So let's say you've got children and May is wrapping up their school year and you've got all of these things that you have to attend and things you have to follow through for them. So it's that type of energy. It's the energy of a square, which is a pressure point, but it is the, you know, squares definitely create productivity, which Capricorns love. So you've got the pressure on now. You've got to get this stuff done. A lot of it's related to home, housing, family, work from home, those kind of things. But some of it can also have to do with your emotional security and your independence. So this transit can, these transits can stir up these issues related to your emotional independence and self-reliance, which is a very big theme of the Aries eclipse, which I'm calling Autonomy Awakens. So there's a very strong energy here of, you know, autonomy awakening and finding the ways where you can be more free while still showing up for the people in your life. So you may be reassessing what makes you feel safe and secure, and this could lead to significant emotional growth. There could also be a conflict between the need of family support and the desire to assert your independence. So you're going to be looking for a balance between these two. You may have some things you need to do for yourself, and you might have a lot of things you have to do for your family. So that's going to be happening. This Aries energy is definitely going to influence people to speak their mind. And so sometimes this can lead to conflicts, but this can also lead to a clearing of the air, which, you know, is, you know, possibly necessary in some situations. If you can work out your anger on a topic before you bring it to someone, that may be able to stop it from turning into a big deal, because some of these circumstances might be needed to be handled with care, and the Aries energy being so rambunctious, you might not want to do that. There may be some aspects that you may take on a more assertive role within your family. If there are some changes that have to happen or some long delayed, you know, issues that need to be dealt with, you may find that you're, you know, spearheading that. Capricorns tend to be spearheading things to begin with, but this just adds lots of layers of assertion there. Something else you may find these Aries placements stir up is something having to do with your roots in the past. So you might feel compelled to research your heritage, do genetic testing, you know, find out about family narratives, go to a town where you still have family that may remember you. You know, this can definitely inspire you to get in touch with limiting aspects of your upbringing and your heritage, and can help you to break free of those limitations and embrace a new narrative about who you are and where you've come from, and possibly reframing challenges that you've had. This energy is definitely a catalyst for personal change. So, you know, action, spark, motivation, inspiration is going to be very, very present. And so any area of your life that has been stagnant either for a long time or just here during the retrogrades, you might find that you're dealing with these emotional issues head on, and this can lead to great transformation and healing and fantastic growth. Something else you may notice that these Aries placements bring is a need for emotional excitement. You might be getting bored with your routine, and you might be getting bored with just always being responsible, as Capricorns tend to be, and you may really just need some excitement and change, and you are going to have that opportunity from multiple placements, so it's a really good segue for this discussion. So the Aries energy is the spark. It's the push. It's the catalyst. And then the Taurus energies that are happening, they have to do more with stability and long-term decisions. So Venus, the Sun, for a short time, and then Mercury, also for a short time this month, and then for a long time, Uranus, and then Jupiter since last May, has all been moving through Taurus. Now, this has been creating a 120-degree angle, the most favorable angle in all of astrology for Capricorn. And this is going through your fifth house of children, of true love, of, you know, your bucket list, your hidden talents or your known talents or that your pleasures or things that you've wanted to do. So it's possible that over the last year, things have escalated in these departments where they're getting dramatically expanded. And hopefully you've had some, even if there have been difficulties, hopefully they've pushed through to some luck and benevolence that have come as good products of the challenges that you may have had. But whatever it is, you've got more of it this month. And it's definitely something that's stabilizing, something that's grounding here in the midst of all this Well, yeah, Aries is definitely reckless, but it's reckless and restless energy where you can actually get some very long lasting things in process. Now, if you're a very late degree Capricorn placement, I am there with you. So the last days of the, of the Capricorn birthdays, you've been getting shellacked in recent years by Pluto. It's not completely done yet for the very late degree, 28, 29 degree friends. We still have September, October into November where that will come back and happen again. But the good news here for you all, and this is still going to benefit everybody else in the spectrum, is that Jupiter is going to give you a very long awaited kiss. So I'm hoping for us that Jupiter kissing our late degree Cap placement as it will this month in May will help to smooth over some of the just absolute horrific, very, very stressful blowing up of aspects of our lives that has happened over the last couple of years. And all the rest of the Caps, you've had this happen too. It's just been going on since 2008, right? Since Pluto has been in Capricorn, it's been popping back and forth now in recent years from Aquarius to Cap. And the late degree friends, are really under the radar right now, but are not under the radar, under the microscope right now. But so anyway, everybody's gone through this Plutonian sort of blowing up of everything. And those at the very end, we're finishing this off, and I'm hoping that this Jupiter kiss can help to smooth some things over. And either way, for everyone in the Capricorn spectrum, this is putting the final touches on a year worth of storylines from May of 2023 till now of building your financial self-sufficiency, your self-esteem as it relates to your financial consciousness, and some important things as it relates to your creative world, whether you're creating babies or whether you're creating, creative babies. All of that is happening. And it's lit up beautifully this month in the most fabulous aspect. Now, as Venus, Mercury, actually, I will talk about this now. So as Venus, Mercury, and the Sun cross over the point of Uranus, actually, I'm going to give you the dates on that. May 13th, May 18th, and May 29th, the Sun, Venus, and then Mercury will make a conjunction with Uranus. That's the most powerful aspect in all of astrology. It's the kind that's not clearly positive or negative or easy or not easy. It just is. And Uranus shakes things up. So expect some surprises in the arena of your things you've always wanted to do, your bucket list, your creative expression, things involving true love and romance and your relationship space. So, usually we don't like the idea of jostling any of those things. And hopefully you won't have anything negative come from it. There could be challenges that come. But what can also come is positive spark for change, money that comes out of nowhere, really surprise news that can be jostling but could turn out to be good. And all of this is scattered throughout the month. So these are like three of the challenge points in a month that's otherwise very overwhelmingly, very clearly positive with its aspects. And all of this is kind of upsetting the status quo a little bit, but back to the topic that we were talking about before, if you're bored, this is going to be your best friend in some ways, if it manifests positively, because it can completely shake things up and help you have, just more spontaneity and more excitement in your life. So touch points throughout the whole month for that. Now, as Mercury, Venus, and the Sun breeze through that connection with Uranus, they will all pass over into Gemini. And on the 26th, Jupiter will get into Gemini as well. So when that happens, the restlessness will be off the charts. This is going to, make you want to do something with it. And this is in your sixth house of your daily experience. So you will want a trip or a relief or a reprieve or a change in your routine. You will want to do things differently. You will want more freedom in what you do every day, and you may get it. So Cappies who have been just bound to your, schedules and your commitments and your responsibilities and just day after day holding everything up, this year, May 2024 through May 2025, actually into June 2025, you're going to have a chance to have more freedom in your workspace. It could be a different job. It could be a different position. It could be a different perspective on your work where you're more able to shut down in your time off. And this can actually improve your health tremendously. So there is going to be pressure to change habits that are not good for you. There is going to be pressure to do things like make sure your sleep quality is good, a foundation for good health. Make sure you're taking whatever supplements or doing things every day that add to the regimen that you need to be strong and healthy. But you're going to have a lot of support over the next year to improve your health and your wellness and your schedule and shake things up and get your fingers in a lot of pudding pies. Be ready to be researching and learning and teaching and expanding your horizon. So it's a very exciting placement, and you've got a lot of extra short-term energy around it here in May that will ground into long-term energy as those shorter-term placements, Mercury, Venus, and the Sun pass through there. That energy is still going to be present in a long-term way. So this is the spark, this is the spark that instigates all of those different changes where you can have more freedom. And in some cases, it could just be your perspective that changes, and then you experience more freedom, even if everything is the same. So however it works, hopefully, that will be a positive change for you. Stress relief is going to be one of the biggest things on your list over the next year, and you may get some insights into what you can do in order to have that be your new habit. For some, it may be a health-related issue that forces you into doing this, and for others, you may do this proactively so that you can avoid having any problems. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple of exciting dates to note. May 18th and then May 23rd, the Sun and then Venus are going to conjunct Jupiter in Taurus. So the same planets that we talked about moving to go kiss Uranus are going to then kiss Jupiter. And when Jupiter and Venus get together, And when Jupiter and the Sun get together, these can be two of the luckiest aspects all year. Okay, so these happen, more regularly. They're not super rare. The Venus one happens maybe, I'm estimating, every 9-ish months. And then the Sun will happen once a year. But we're getting both of those this month. So if you have to do something important, you're out of the Mercury retrograde web. Those are two dates. And if it involves something with money, the days are on the 23rd. These can be really great times to launch something that you want the expansion of Jupiter with the softness and the financial related things of Venus to come alive. There's another very major aspect happening. Actually, before that, I just want to give you the dates for the new moon, May 7th, new moon at 18 degrees of Taurus. And then May 21st, the full moon at 3 degrees of Sagittarius. I will have separate videos on those moons closer to the time. So when you go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology, you can keep an eye on my podcast and my YouTube player that will always have updated content so you can keep track of what I'm posting when. If you are on YouTube and you've subscribed, make sure you click the bell because that will get my notifications into your inbox. Because I will have a lot more to say about that. And it's possible I may post an individual reading about what I'm about to tell you, but just in case, I want to mention it. So the most exciting aspect of this month is Jupiter in Taurus, sextile Neptune in Pisces. So this is when outer planets come together, this is a harmonious link between the tangible and the transcendent. Taurus is tangible, Pisces is transcendent. And then we've got the blending of Jupiter's expansive influence in the realm of material abundance, which is Taurus, and stability, with Neptune's spiritual and imaginative depth. So this aspect is a really big deal. It will be in effect for, definitely weeks before and after. It will dominate. It's May 23rd, but you'll feel it for most of May, really, and even into June. So you might notice a combination of a grounded yet soulful approach to life, where dreams and ideals are blending together beautifully, where you blend art and science, you blend tangible and intangible, where, the expansion is very grounded and stable, and this quest for spiritual enlightenment and the support that you need for that journey can come together. So very exciting. So I've given you some dates that are relevant this month. If you love more dates and want to know the aspects and how they may manifest, then definitely sign up for my free VIP community at anniehelpsyou.com. Just put your name and email address there. And then when you're in the, you'll get the welcome letter. Then you click on the archives and you can put whatever month you're looking for and it will be there. Then you can access my secret star portal, which has all extra content plus early content plus my written horoscopes and so much more. And if you want to learn astrology with me, including my basics course or my Become a Professional Astrologer Mastery Certification course, you can up-level there. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses to understand the eclipse rhythm that's at play. Even when we're not in eclipse season, you can see what storylines are happening for the years of each eclipse story. And for my easy access player, go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. And whatever is current, this is constantly updating. So my podcast playlist will be there. My video playlist will be there. And if there's any videos that need timestamp, it will be somewhere there. If you're on YouTube, make sure you click the bell because that will be how you get my notifications right into your inbox. If you're subscribed but you didn't click the bell, then you might not be hearing from me. But if you click the bell, then you can. And you can always look in the notes underneath the podcast or the notes underneath the video by clicking the little more button underneath the video title and then clicking more again to reveal the notes. So I hope you have a wonderful month and I'll see you next month.